Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 31st, 2022, through Friday, November 4th, 2022. Monday, October 31st, 2022. Non-payment of federal income tax on cryptocurrency earnings leads to conviction for South Florida resident. Ethan Thomas Traynor pleaded guilty to tax evasion. Traynor used sophisticated online techniques to conceal from the IRS over $1 million in cryptocurrency he earned through illegal dark web transactions. Traynor admitted that he used cryptocurrency to buy and sell hacked online account logins, usernames, and passwords on dark web marketplaces. The hacked logins were connected to paid movie and music streaming services, pornography websites, educational websites, rideshare service accounts, and other online services. Traynor is scheduled to be sentenced in December. He faces up to 5 years in federal prison. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. Former associate director sentenced to 27 months in prison for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from Global Maritime Service Group and tax charge. David Buckingham, a former associate director of a Global Maritime Service Group, was sentenced to 27 months in prison for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from the company and failing to pay over hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal payroll taxes. Buckingham held the title of associate director and head of the New York office of a Global Maritime Service Group headquartered in London, England. From 2016 through 2018, Buckingham used his position and access to the company's bank accounts to embezzle hundreds of thousands of dollars by writing checks to himself or to cash. Buckingham falsified the company's books and records in an effort to make the payments appear to be legitimate business expenses and to cover up his fraud. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. Former FBI special agent found guilty of accepting bribes paid by lawyer linked to Armenian organized crime figure. Babak Browmand, a former FBI special agent, was found guilty by a federal jury of conspiring to accept at least $150,000 in cash bribes and other items of value in exchange for providing sensitive law enforcement information to a corrupt lawyer with ties to an Armenian organized crime figure. Browman was found guilty of one count of conspiracy, two counts of bribery of a public official, and one count of monetary transaction in property derived from specified unlawful activity. According to evidence presented at his 11-day trial, from January 2015 to December 2018, Browman accepted cash, checks, private jet flights, a Ducati motorcycle, hotel stays, escorts, meals, and other items of value from an organized crime link lawyer identified in court papers as ES, and each man acted to conceal the true nature of their corrupt relationship. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. California man sentenced to prison for multi-million dollar tax fraud scheme involving professional athletes and PPP loan fraud. Quinn Nyack Rudin was sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiring with others in schemes to defraud the Internal Revenue Service and the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, a federal loans initiative designed to help businesses pay their employees and meet expenses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rudin conspired with his brother, Than Rudin, 59, of Rosemead, California, as well as Sear Havana, of North Hollywood, California, and others to prepare and file with the IRS a series of false income tax returns on behalf of at least 9 professional athletes. Rudin and his co-conspirators, also including Milton Estrada, 49, of Fullerton, California, at Mana Tax, also prepared and submitted false applications for PPP loans on behalf of small businesses, show companies, and other business entities they controlled. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, November 4th, 2022. Two men sentenced for nationwide scheme to steal social media accounts and cryptocurrency. Two Massachusetts men were sentenced to terms in federal prison for an extensive scheme to take over victims' social media accounts and steal their cryptocurrency using techniques such as SIM swapping, computer hacking, and other methods. According to court documents, Eric Miggs and Declan Harrington targeted executives of crypto companies and others who likely had significant amounts of cryptocurrency and those who had high value, or OG, slang for original gangster, social media account names. Miggs and Harrington conspired to hack into and take control over these victims' online accounts so they could obtain things of value such as cryptocurrency. Miggs and Harrington targeted at least 10 identified victims around the country. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.